Hey, does he hear in the house, witchies? Welcome back to All About Witch. I'm back with episode 6. I hope you all enjoy it. Well then, let's go right into the news section. Before we go on, I think I'm just going to stop the song right there. Okay, first, 100% Witch. Is it the new saga name? I noticed on Wikipedia that it says Saga 9, 100% Witch, and then lists issues number 100 to 101. I will watch to see what happens. Power Girl, yes, that's what the box of the Cornelia doll with the new Guardian outfit design said. Now, that doll's in Italy. We're still wondering if that's the name of the form or a new saga. Like, if it's the new Guardian form name. Teach to Be Witch, issue number 6 found. Yes, it has been found. It's the issue where Trani meets the girl who talks to the animals. This will be scanned soon. Teach to Be Witch, issue number 1 update being posted as we speak. Can't wait to show it to you. RPG coming soon. Yes, we're going to do fanfictions. We'll have an RPG. I'm going to post more of it, and then I'm going to introduce you to the RPG. And for all of you who love to roleplay, this is perfect. I'm Will, just so you know. I can't believe we're already back in school. I hope you all enjoy your days at school and like your teachers and subjects. So I wish you all a good time at school. Well, that's all the news. Right now it's time for a word from our sponsors. Witchcast, Amanda and Christine's Witchy Podcast. Their podcast discusses everything witch, like Will, quotes, anything. Witch Rocks, you want witch? You got it. Get your helping of witch at www.discusswitch.podomatic.com. This podcast is hosted by Dark Crystal Queen, the creator of Witch Queens Unite and Witch for Life. All About Witch is hosted by www.podomatic.com, the site for podcasts. So, podcasting. Okay, we're back, so let's get ready for our discussions today. And as for Heart to Heart, which was playing, we're going to get back to that song later. So, first we discuss Season 1, Episode 6, The Labyrinth. Okay, here's what The Labyrinth episode is about. Every student in Sheffield Institute is getting their midterms back, and everybody is just about happy with their grades except Trelawney. Cedric's disguise as a bookseller seems to have attracted Cornelia, Elion, Irma, Trelawney, and Halen to the store to look for history books, and to ogle at Cedric. While in the bookstore, the witch girls inadvertently touch an inversion point and find themselves in the middle of a labyrinth inside Phobos' castle. Blanc, who was in the store at the time, manages to get word to Will, who accompanies Caleb on a rescue mission. Meanwhile, the others are smuggled out of the castle by a kitchen worker named Trill, who tells them about Phobos' sister, the Tracker. The Tracker, a hunter working for Phobos, arrives and chases the girls through the woods until Will shows up with the heart, and they quickly defeat him. In the before story, Caleb starts work at the Silver Dragon restaurant. And Phobos' sister is not the Tracker. That was a mistake. Sorry, reading a little bit too fast. Okay. This will be our last Guardian discussion. We're still going to have our character discussions, but it's going to no longer be the Guardians since we're going to be discussing Halen. So, here's all about Halen. Let's see. She's 13 years old and was born on June 4th, which means she's a Gemini, and she was raised in the town of Heatherfield. She's feisty, confident, cheerful, and full of energy, very optimistic and determined. She's a free spirit, absent-minded, and at the same time extremely creative and talented. She likes drawing, painting, and sketching. It's no surprise that her favorite subject in school is art. She has a sense of humor rivaling that of Irma's. She can be considered a slight comic alien geek at heart because of her love to collect comics and alien collectibles. She enjoys anything related to science fiction, air, or art. Despite this, Halen is not good at PE, physical education, as shown when she herself once says she needs to get into shape after running. Her family owns a Chinese restaurant called the Silver Dragon, where she often works out to help her family out. Her nickname is Heihei, which is what Irma calls her. She has a habit of writing people's names, dates, numbers, and anything else that might come in handy on the back of her hand or arm, so she does not forget anything important during one of her creative brainstorms. Later on, she begins to wear dental braces, which is an important plot element in the TV series, T is for Trauma. She has a huge crush on the new boy in town, Eric Linden, who likes her just as much. Okay, for power, she's the guardian of air in both the comic and TV show, and her signature color is purple, indigo, gray, or periwinkle. When she transforms, she wears a teal tank top, a very revealing purple waistcloth that covers her front and back, a blue cord with matching beads around her waist, green and sky blue stockings that reach her knees. They're full-blown tights in the TV show, and purple Mary jeans. Her hair has grown longer, and her pigtails are held in place by purple bands. In the new power arc, she loses her pigtails and gains a pair of Chinese buns atop her head. Her tank top and skirt have fused together with her elemental symbol now on her chest. She has multiple cords wrapped around her arms, a pair of black fingerless gloves on her hands, and she's grown a little bit taller. But there is a list of her powers in the comic and TV show. She has power over air, a real kinetic. She can manipulate aspects of any element, including wind and clouds. She can even turn her breath into a weapon for both versions. She can move objects using her power, and in the comic book, she is the only member of the group who can fly both in and out of her guardian form, and she can temporarily give the others the ability to fly. In the TV show, the guardians can fly, but still, Helene is the one who can fly the highest and quickest among them. She can conjure clouds and even use her power to soundproof rooms, as she did in the Nerissa and Phobos arcs, respectively. She can also create windstorms and tornadoes, though she does it more in the TV show. In the TV show, Helene has shown an ability to control the temperature of the air, and often uses this power to freeze enemies. She can create air bubbles for traveling underwater, and can hear things on the wind because of the sound waves that travel through the air. When she's excited, she flies up, and it should also be noted that she can talk to the air, and that it can respond in a sense. She can also recall a person's memories by listening to their favorite music and creating sonograms with the sound to show them the images of their past, not only history of an object by the sound it makes. And that's mostly it. She can also get the history of an object by touching it and closing her eyes. And when she does this, she feels the atmosphere the object was in and how it was touched in the TV show. Helene is the only one who can become invisible and make other things invisible. In the comics, all the girls can become invisible, and Ro was actually the first one to find out how to do so, as you remember when she first met Daltor. She's also capable of empathic precognition in the TV show. If she's thinking strongly of someone before she sleeps, she can see what will happen to them in the future, like she did with Elian before her coronation. As her status as a guardian, she has flight, glamoring, and teleportation. Well, before she was a guardian, she would goof around in her classes, and try to turn every project she got into something creative, even if her teachers didn't approve of it. Once, she was assigned the task of making a simple kite for a school project, so she decided to make an overly fancy Chinese dragon kite and spent all night working on it. Her teacher failed her before Helene even had a chance to fly, because her teacher assumed it would not fly on its own, and that it was far too heavy to even lift off the ground. Luckily for Helene, because of her connection to the element of air, although she didn't know it, it was established long before she became a guardian, and her kite turned out to be the only one in the class that managed to fly. It's ironic that she's the guardian of the air. While the show and comics use Greek elements, air, water, earth, and fire, Helene is a person of Chinese culture, and air is not one of the five Chinese elements. Instead, they're earth, fire, air, water, wood, and metal, which is also gold. As for her love life, she fell in love with a guy named Eric Linden, who was the grandson of an astronomer named Zachary Linden. He owns an electric scooter and loves playing basketball with the other boys. They met when Helene was trying to balance on roller skates and trying to hold on to an ice cream cone at the same time. Her bag got caught on Eric's scooter, causing her to fall, and he went to help her. When she got up, she accidentally spilled the ice cream on him. when Eric's parents, Louise and Charles, decided to move to another place, they would temporarily be far from each other. I heard he comes back in the Ninth Saga. And as you know, she's making a connection with Liam, so who knows what happens. Okay, now we're going to talk about issue 4. As for issue 4, looking it up right now. Well, right now, since I have the Witch graphic novel, I sort of know what it's about, but at the moment I kind of forgot. Well, see, this issue is kind of based on Will and Trelawney. Basically, it being that, basically, Trelawney was abducted in issue 3 because of Frost and Elyon. So you see Trelawney sitting in the class, and Halen and Irma feel a bit weird, and you can see Irma crying and splashes on her diary because she feels sad. And of course the Guardians are talking about how they miss her, and the family doesn't notice that she's gone, and Will thinks of how not normal her life is, and so she guards the bus, and then they take a trip to Mrs. Rudolph's house, and Halen touches the music box and accidentally breaks it, but she hears the music and remembers it, and she remembers Elyon being taken to Meridian. So, then Irma comes back to her house, and she finds out that her she finds out that she has made a date with that her father has invited Martin over, so she kicks him out, and then Will decides to bring her Dormouse back. So she tries to drop it off in front of his door, and he almost winds up catching her, and since she's allergic to nails, it kind of affected her. And they meet by the cave and travel to Meridian, and for the first time they make astral drops, except Will's astral drop does not know anything at all. Cornelia discovers writing on the wall. Will starts crying because Cornelia accidentally insulted her. They travel to another world in a bubble and wind up in a fish tank, where they almost get eaten by a giant fish. Then they make their way to Meridian, and Elyon's taunting Trelawney the whole time, saying her friends are turning against her. Will wakes up the next morning, Will's astral drop, and she completely forgot what Will told her to do, so her astral drop accidentally kisses Matt. And then basically, when Will asks, Astro Will asks her mom what to do, her mom says she would stop a guy. So, Trelawney goes back to taunting Elyon. The witch girls almost get caught until, Mrs. Rudolph helps them. And the witch girls go to are stuck in Provost's castle until Trelawney saves them all. And she almost turned against them. And after that, they travel back to Earth. Trelawney returns to her family. Irma finds out her astral drop made a date with Martin. And Will thinks of how her astral drop screwed up by slapping Matt, like her mother had said. And Will and her mom have a nice dinner. So that's basically what happens. We're gonna start playing Swifter, and we're gonna give you some site links. So, www.witchspace.ning.com, and you can also go to these other sites. Well, you can go to my new blog, Will and Neil, an untold love story.blogspot.com, and last but not least, you can also go to Kent and Recar Forum and a few other sites. I have most of the links on my blog. Okay, time for our villain discussion and Ludmore. Just gonna pull it up. Okay, Jonathan Ludmore is the first to travel to Meridian to travel to Earth. Phobos ordered him to weaken the veil by opening portals to be able to travel between the two dimensions. He discovered that Heatherfield lies in a place where the five elements meet, and he tried to suppress them. When he failed, he disappeared into his magic book of the five elements, and Cedric found the book. Umar used them as an instrument. Together, the five missing stones representing the parts of the elements he couldn't suppress. When it was finished, he trapped the Guardians' orb and Cedric into the book where Matt had already been imprisoned. In the end, the Guardians defeated Umar after he killed Cedric. Okay. Guess the witch character game. Last week's answer, Trelawney Cook. Okay. As for our next guess the witch character game, well, she can be a bit vain at times. She's tall, and she picks on one of the guardians. Guess away. Okay. Questions. Why are Matt and Liam feuding? Because Matt thinks that Liam is trying to steal Will since they're back together. Why does Shinobu always seem to be sad and depressed? Because she feels like an outsider in her family because her dad's made a scientist. Harley can be on the show and make suggestions. Advertise us. Email me at lorsb42@gmail.com. Record a shout out. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Thanks for listening. Tune in to Episode 7, Walking Through the Rain, next Monday, August 24th, 2009. I'm your host, DCQC. See you next time.